27 hours. Live and local. It's Fifi Fev and Nick's World Record Show.
Powered by Underworks.
The Fox.
Well, usually we go home at this time, so this is where we start getting paid for overtime. Fifi Fevernick.
We're 3 hours and 30 minutes into our world record attempt. We've got to get to 27 hours. And we do need a little pep up. We need Melbourne, you to get involved. That phone line is open all day and night and through the wee hours of the morning, 13 10 60. If you just want to call and say hi, we'll chat about whatever you want to talk about. And we've got some good mates of the show who are checking in on us too. And we should point out, every time we have a guest on, according to the official Guinness guidelines, they can only speak for 1 minute and then we have to interrupt them, because if they speak for longer than that, it will nullify the attempt. And we're joined now by one of our mates, absolute superstar, Tones and I. Tones.
What's up, guys? You've also got Chelsea.
Hello. Hey. Alpha Bucks. She's back for redemption.
Oh.
She's coming back for redemption because she was awful.
Actually,
at Alpha Bucks.
Tell her, Tones, we're playing Alpha Bucks every hour for 27 hours, so I reckon she's a good chance.
Oh, yeah, she's going to be playing along.
Tones and I, she'll never live down. Your mate will never live down. When you were in here filling in for Fifi, your mate Talsy did Alpha Bucks. It was an Australian female singer starting with T, and she said Tina Arena. Right in front of you.
That's the best. Now, Tones, we are 3 hours, 30 minutes in. How do you reckon we're going? And any tips for how we can get through the next, what is that, 25? I can't do maths. It's a lot of hours.
24 and a half.
23 and a half.
I'm going to try and get my tips out and then leave you breaks to interrupt me. I'm thinking, don't do the coffee too early. Spread it out if you drink coffee.
It's too late.
I'm watching you guys right now live, so Fev, take your beanie off. I feel like heat to the head is not a good idea.
No, this is for MND, where I did the big freeze, so I'm trying to promote the freeze.
He also didn't get a haircut, Tones.
Oh, jeez.
Maybe just put it somewhere in front of the camera as well if you get too hot.
Tones, he took the wig off and the beanie off, and it looks like Tony Mockbell's wig, you know, when he was caught in Greece.
It does.
Going on there.
I love that you're watching us. Actually, it's a reminder. Anyone who wants to jump on YouTube,
like she's talking from a submarine. Where are you?
Oh, really? I'm actually just sitting at home.
Oh, the reception's no good.
How are you going? What are you up to, Tones?
Well, actually, I just lied to you. I'm not sitting at home. I'm actually just in a hotel room because I've just stopped touring for a moment and I'm going to start writing.
Yeah, because you've been so busy. I've been watching you everywhere. You need a break. Actually, we could have done this with you. Like, you could have come in here for a break and just hung out with us.
I did. I said, you know, it would have been, you know, fine, could have brought Nana in, but
yeah.
I'm in Sydney, and you know what? I don't want to be in Sydney.
I love how when Tones talks to, like, other people, she was like, I'm just at home, because she trusts us. She's like, yeah, I'm not at home. I'm actually in Sydney at a hotel room. I usually tell lies about where I am.
Definitely.
So any tips, mate? What other tips? I've taken the beanie off.
God, you guys, I'm staring at you, but you lag. So when I see you laughing, I think you're laughing what I'm currently saying.
No, the YouTube live stream, I think, is about 20 seconds behind.
Yeah. Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. Okay. Let me think. You know, I didn't prepare for this at all. We're too comfortable with each other now. From usually the old time, I would be super anxious going into interviews. When it's you guys, I don't prepare. Actually, I don't want to rub it in, but I just woke up.
Yeah, that's right. I don't want to go back. Tones, you don't have to do anything with us. You don't have to give us it. We just like to talk to you. Yeah. We just want to hang with you. And you're right. We are all super comfortable together. So what do you got planned? What's happening in Sydney today?
I'm going to go and sit on the piano for a bit. Not really trying to record anything today. I just saw you flip me the bird, Fev.
Yeah, that was ages ago.
That's about a minute in delay.
This is very confusing. Okay, I'm going to look away so I can keep a conversation.
And what do you got? What are you writing? Anything new? What's coming?
I'm trying to finish the album. I'm trying to finish it. Honestly, I've just been obviously a bit busy, but I'm just trying to write. But I don't really know what that means because, like, I can't, I don't know. I've taken time off to write.
Yeah, right. Well, you know what, Tones? We love you writing. We love your music. We love everything about you. And it's interesting because we were just saying we were going to play, got you to even throw to I Am Free, your new single, which we're smashing here at the Fox. The only thing about this world record attempt is all the music had to be pre-done. Is that right, Josiah?
Yeah,
and
Tones,
we can't mess with it.
We can only play a song every 3 hours. So no doubt I Am Free is going to be coming up later on, but we're going to have to play Dance Monkey right now, if that's all right with you, Tones and I. Aaron Tal's just having a giggle. All right, we're going to play it for you, Tones.
They just, you know what? They don't give us stuff.
All right.
They're going to leave the hotel, go have a grouse dinner, walk around, and then at one point they're going to go, those idiots are still on the radio.
Yeah, I know.
Well, Tones and I, we might check in with you later. If you've got any good songs you want to run by us, we'll be on the radio Delirious. So just give us a buzz and play something. How does that sound?
Okay, and I also have a release out tomorrow. I don't know. I feel like I should mention it.
Yes.
Like, that includes that, but I just remembered I've got a release out tomorrow. I don't know. You'll hear about it, I guess, maybe.
What song is it? Tell us now.
It's called House of Kings, and it's my first DJ collab. That's why I haven't really gone on about it.
Oh, wow. Oh, awesome.
Who's the DJ?
But he's called Sam Felt. He's from Europe. He's also a nice guy. But you know what? I didn't plan this, so that will be just enough, I think.
Yeah.
It's Fifi, Fev and Nick's World Record Show. The Fox.
Come on, Melbourne, help us get through this. We are 4 hours and 11 minutes in. We've got to get through till 8:30 tomorrow morning, non-stop broadcasting, 13, 10, 60, call anytime. Have a chat with us. And it's so good because we've got friends of the show rallying around us and a good mate from the Today Show on Channel 9, Carl Stefanovic. Carlos!
Hey, come on, pump it up, you guys. 27 hours, it's a walk in the frickin' park. You're crazy. No, it's not the hardest thing ever. I did 27 hours straight once in Ibiza, but it's very different.
See, Carl, I'm so glad you said that because we did last year, we did a thing on the Gold Coast where we went for 12 hours nonstop partying. And that was actually ended up being a walk in the park, but partying.
But then we had to go back onto
is
air.
Very different to sitting in this studio, Carl, not moving.
I tell you what's harder when you do the 27 hours and you've got a Logie's broadcast afterwards. Yeah.
That was one of the best.
Yeah, what did you do for that, Carl? How did you get through that? Was it coffees, carbs?
Pablo Escobar.
Well, basically what you do is you go on air and you don't say anything for the first 3 hours after good morning, everyone. Hey, you just look straight ahead, and that's it.
Carlos, there's been a big shake-up in the breakfast television ranks. You know, Koshy's retired, going into a retirement home, and they reckon Shervo is going to take over at 7. Now, have you got him covered in Lycra or what?
No. Mate, you know what they say on the subway or whatever. He's just a beautiful-looking man. I'm going to find it. I'll find it very distracting on my show. I mean, if you had a choice between Sherpa and me, I know what I'd be choosing.
I'd be going out with you, I reckon.
Yeah, that's because you're a loyal.
Loyal. Yeah. I'm with you.
Look, Koshy's had a great knock, and tip my lid to him. He's been an incredible performer over 21 years, and you know, we just wish him well. It's a great thing, you know, to be able to get up that early in the morning and perform for 21 years.
Yes.
I mean, it's just a long, long, long time. So you know, just wish him all the very best. And if it's Shervo, I don't even know. I heard that Dr. Chris Brown was in the mix as well,
yeah,
and that's not good. That's not good for me either.
At least his chin will take up half the TV screen.
The Norska guy.
He's like the Bonds man.
So, no, I think whatever they do over there, we'll just keep doing our own thing like you guys and keep having fun in the morning and you know, see what happens.
Mate, Queensland last night, I hope we got the strength and the mental toughness that they had. You're a proud Queenslander. Geez, they were good in the State of Origin.
Yeah, I mean, just going down to 12 fellas in the last 15 minutes of the game, Oh, I loved it. I stayed up pretty late last night.
So did we. That's the problem.
For this interview this morning, I stayed up late just to give you guys what I have left in the tank as you head into your fifth hour.
Carl, what do you do now? Because we work Brekkie Radio, you're Brekkie Telly. What is your routine? Are you a nap guy?
Yeah, so essentially Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I just go home and don't do much. But I'll have a lunch on Thursday in preparation for a Friday lunch.
It's good to warm up.
Good prep.
You've got to live. You've got to live, because otherwise all you do is sit around talking about sleep with everyone.
Yes.
Which is what you're going to be doing for the next 20 hours. I think it's hilarious.
It is funny.
Well,
hey, can we, Carl? We should give you a call when you're in the makeup chair at about 3:30 tomorrow morning. We'll still be sitting here, exactly where we are right now.
Well, I'll call you in on the way to work, and then I think we're interviewing you guys during our show tomorrow.
Yes.
So that'll be right. In the
no
sweet
way.
Spot.
Oh no!
I don't know what I'll be like.
We'll talk to you then, Carl Stefanovic. Yeah, thanks so much for your time, mate. You can catch Carl on the Today Show every morning from 5:30 a.m. 9 to 9. Now you'll see us on there as well.
The timer is on, and every minute counts. It's Fifi, Fev, and Nick's World Record Show. The Fox.
Yeah, we are 4 hours and 35 minutes into our world record attempt to set the Guinness Book of World Records for the longest radio something. And we are being streamed live. You can check out that YouTube link on all our socials. And we're joined now by the superstar that is Marty Sheargold from the Marty Sheargold Show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Fee.
You
all look fresh now, but if I was back here at the same time tomorrow, when does
Yuckaroo.
It end?
8:30 tomorrow morning.
You'll still be on air. What an idiot. We'll be off air.
you got a half hour early, Mark. That makes a lot of sense.
Nifty little loophole we found.
Whose idea was this?
It was mine. It was Feb's idea.
Because I've already broken one, and Fee's not good at anything else, and she's only good at radio.
Hang on, that's not true.
No, she said it.
She did say.
I am good at other things.
Like
what?
Amazing at other things.
Like what?
Thank you.
Well, you could have brought them up before the 27-hour show.
No, you were amazing when you were dating that bloke who lived out in the country and used to work at the pub.
Is that the guy that was in jail?
To give this context, Marty and I have been friends for a very long time, and we used to do a radio show together called The Shebang, so he knows a lot of
us.
You were fantastic working Thai restaurants in the immediate areas. No, you're good at some. You were strictly come dancing.
I was dancing with the stars. Marty recalls when I came second.
Well, she did it again and got voted out first.
Kate Sobrano, the Scientologist, won that one.
Yeah, she did.
She said she's not good at it. Anything else? She told us. We had a moment where she sat. We can't play any pre-records, otherwise we'd play it to you. But she said, "I've just realised I am not good at anything."
Well, I want to get a world record like he got one, because he marked a football from
the helicopter.
Oh, that's
right. You did the footy mark. Yeah. So it's 27 hours.
Non-stop, bro.
What are some of the other rules, or have you already gone through that?
Well,
is that boring for the listeners?
No, guests can't talk for longer than 60 seconds at a time.
Or the whole thing is null and void?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Jesus.
We can't leave.
So no Ross Noble.
We have to.
Which is lucky.
We've got Eddie on, so we're going to have to bar him after a minute, which would be great.
It'd be the first time you've ever wound him up.
We have to introduce and back announce all songs, so songs can't play without an old school "Here's Justin Timberlake."
Well, you should do a little bit of trivia.
That's a good idea.
You know, like the old jocks used to do in the workday.
You'd have to get a good jock, though, to do that. Oh, no, good, mate.
Are you okay? Yeah. You seem flat. Mate, all right.
My voice is cooked.
What's wrong with you?
He hasn't been jabbed.
Mate, are you okay?
I haven't been jabbed, and I haven't pressed this many buttons since I was born.
Jesus.
Hey, now, this is
remember when you got crystals. COVID and shut the whole joint down?
Yeah, that was me.
Do we talk about that?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, that was me.
Do not back.
There is one rule that stuffs me, Marty, is that you have to do the live reads live.
Oh,
and I can't read.
That's unfortunate.
That's a real.
But good news for us, it is going to fill up a fair bit of that 27 hours.
Yeah. Take 14.
Now, this is very visual, but, and this doesn't, obviously, poor James Blake, our senior producer, doesn't know how well we know each other, because for guests, you get a one pager with all their information.
Get a little sheet.
Not required, particularly when the photo, because there's always a photo of the guest.
I'll show YouTube again.
The photo is of you and I in one of our previous publicity
shots. What did I say to you on the day? I said, I'll do a wacky photo, and I guarantee you they will use this photo forever.
Forever.
And it is still the photo that gets used to this day.
Did you lost hair at an early age, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
But I will say, you two are a couple of bloody Benjamin Buttons. You're looking better now.
I feel better now.
You've gone in reverse.
He looks better there, I reckon. She looks great.
You do. You look amazing. What have you done?
Hey, well, creepo. It's not after 10 o'clock yet.
What have you done? Did YouTube get that reaction? You look hot as hell. We should work together again.
Just because your show's finished doesn't mean HR's left.
Still, I don't believe in HR. I never have. It's absolutely made up. People and responses. What's it called now?
HR. Oh, wait, no, it's human. It's HR.
Human resources.
It's called the Marty Hotline.
James Blake's got
James
an answer.
Blake,
what's it called, James?
You're one of them.
Our friends at People and Culture.
People and Culture.
What a load of crap. We're not, that is. Not, stupid name.
We're not friends with them just at the moment, though. They don't like us because they wanted us to sign a death waiver because if we actually died doing
someone
this.
Someone has a stroke or
exactly
something.
Exactly, heart. Anything could happen staying awake for 27 hours.
Well, it's not great culture, is it?
No. So what's the plan? What's the plan in here? What are you going
to
do?
Well, once it gets to 12 o'clock, the GG starts, and Nick and I will be asleep for a couple of hours. We'll put some Cordies on.
I've got a Pilates reformer bed.
Oh, my God. I didn't even notice that. There's a whole Pilates
bed. She's been down there.
I totally missed that. She's willing to do a bit of Pilates.
Yes.
Fee's got that organised so she can do squats on the ground. Because, you know, you can't do a squat standing.
No.
What are we, in space?
Yeah, exactly.
You brought that in.
I'm a bit concerned about sort of post-midnight. What's that bit?
That's when we'll be.
What's that going to look like? Have a couple of frothies.
Yeah, what's going to happen?
That's for YouTube there.
Yeah. You're
for YouTube, that just means water.
Has someone turned the YouTube camera away?
Oh, yeah.
It's actually.
Marty's head hit it when he walked in.
No,
no. No, it did.
Here it comes.
You know what they're doing? Because we were talking about the Pilates bed. For everyone watching,
they took a quick shot of the Pilates bed.
Yeah, smart.
That's good directing. Do you
reckon you'd be able to do the 27-hour show with your Triple M?
We're going to do 27:15 2 days. We haven't told you guys.
No, you can.
We're going to knock it off on Monday.
Well, QZ and Aaron copy everything else. They do the same thing.
Hang on, mate. I think Lab Rat had a crack at this once, but then, you know, Lab Rat, who works for Kiss.
Kiss or copy.
And then I think the only problem with theirs was they didn't have an efficient aficionado.
Idiots.
Well, this is the thing, because I thought it had been done before. I'm like, oh, this has been done, but not officially with the adjudicator from Guinness sitting
it's
out
It's a particularly simple person that decides not to get the adjudicator involved in the world record attempt, because then it's just whatever you reckoned happened.
That'd be like Will Ralston, one of your blokes. He'd be one of those blokes that just doesn't.
He might well be.
Got the eyes.
Well,
the
I don't want to wrap you guys up, but I feel like I've...
You're done?
I feel like I've done enough. Hey,
you guys got to jump on the Today Show on Channel 7 in just a sec. But
no,
you
the
can
morning
catch,
show, actually.
The morning show, mate.
The morning show.
You're
an idiot.
I don't reckon today's your day. There's a funny vibe coming off.
But normally his crystals.
This time of day, he's sunning the perineum, so it's a little bit hard for him. He's indoors. His powers are running down.
You should have bought one of those magic lights.
I know. Well, maybe I do get the jab. Might help me think straight.
I don't think it will.
You can catch the Marty Sheargold Show podcast on the Listener app. That's a good place to go. The Listener app. Thanks, Marty.
Show at 6 o'clock. Don't just
well
say
done.
Podcast.
No, listen, have a lovely time. If I wake up through the night,
call
I'll
in.
Give you a bell. What's your phone number here?
131060.
There you go.
I'll never remember that. Fifi Fevan Nicks World
Record Show. The Fox. Yes, and we have Hayley, who is a first responder, in the studio. She's been outside all day with all her equipment. We're doing a health check at the moment. We've had our blood pressure checked. Hayley, Fev was near perfect. And then you just did Nick's during that Michael Jackson song and said he was perfect. Is that right?
Just about.
From what they teach
I couldn't have had a more stressful few weeks, and that blood pressure, I'm flying.
So we've both nailed it. How's she going?
And I'm doing mine.
Look how much I've had to wrap it around your arm.
Fifi's is actually pretty similar to Nick's.
There we go.
Well, so you should be. We've only been working for 5 hours.
Yeah.
Smashed it.
It's more what I do to my body outside of work that I was concerned about, but it looks like it's all
we're
fine.
We're not digging holes. Imagine the poor people sitting
on the floor. Is this like a health check? Like, we're good now, don't have to go to the GP? Does this qualify as like a health check?
Nah.
She hasn't got a license, mate. She hasn't even got a learner's yet.
Have you been to university?
I have, yes.
Oh, good. Okay, just checking.
So I have a diploma of emergency healthcare.
She's actually going.
Oh, that's it. She's got the diploma. We're all good.
Don't knock our first responders.
Yeah. Hayley, how long are you here with us? You've been here since 5.
I'm here until 2:30 p.m.
Yep.
So, H-Bomb, if I like collapse now with a heart attack, you'd be able to save me?
You got paddles in there.
Can I ask a question?
I would do my absolute best.
What I'm worried about, Hayley. Sorry, Hayley did ask before, Fev, before she put the thing on, said, do I get your consent for this? And that's what I worry about. If you do hit the deck, you go, don't put the paddles on, Fev, if we don't have his consent.
No.
It's a bit hard.
Yeah, don't put the paddles on and donate my organs.
Can I ask you a question, Hayley, while I've got you? Because I've always wanted to know this.
What's this black baseball? Yes. Oh, it's his liver.
I am a very big fan of The Office, the television show, and they have an episode in that where they're learning CPR. And apparently, if you do CPR to the Bee Gees Stayin' Alive, are you allowed to play the grab, though,
Josiah? No, don't play it.
Can I just get permission from the producers? Can I play this grab?
Yeah, you can play a grab from The Office.
No.
Fev, we did it during the breakfast show a few hours ago.
Yeah, but that's different. No.
What do you mean?
It's just a grab from The Office.
It goes can play a grab as long as it's under 30 seconds.
It goes for 21 seconds.
Okay, can you listen to this and tell me if this is a fact?
Okay, well, a good trick is to pump to the tune of Staying Alive by the Bee Gees. Do you know that song?
Yes, I do. I love that song. Staying alive, staying alive. Staying alive, staying alive.
You can't tell by the way I move my heart.
I'm a husband. No time to talk. Is that true?
That is correct, yes. Yeah.
So what is it? You go, and then what's the Staying Alive?
No, it's the beat.
It's the beat, mate. Yeah. It's not singing it. Yes. It's the beat to the music.
What do you mean?
Do you think?
What are you going to do when they get to ah?
What do you mean?
You're going to do it to the beat.
Do you know how a beat works? You've worked in radio for 20
plus years. You did Dance with the Stars. You're the beat to the song.
Why are you all looking at me like that?
So I'm not.
But the beat stays. What are we?
You're winding
I'm not musically inclined.
No, we're not.
But I believe it's based off the 120 beats per minute. So the ideal CPR compression rate is 100 to 120
exactly
per minute.
Staying alive.
No, you don't stop. It's not the ball on a karaoke video. It's the constant beat of the. It's not. Forget the lyrics. It's the beat of
it's
the
got
music.
Nothing to do with the lyrics.
Do you not know the difference?
The beat.
Oh my!
It could be a totally different song. It's the beat.
If one of us hit the deck, make sure she's not doing CPR.
I think she has hit her head.
Keep with the compression. It's an instrumental.
I'm saving him. And you're like,
it's a great song. We might have to play it today on Good the Fox and Fifi Fevenet.
Can we go rogue? I'm too scared to go rogue.
No. So the beat stays the same.
Oh, no
James
way.
James Blake said we could play BG Staying Alive. Let's do it.
From like a radio format perspective, no. But from a record perspective,
and just
yes,
take
so
me through it again.
No, oh my God. No. There's not enough time.
I'm not even joking.
There's only 21 odd hours left.
Okay, well, let's do it during the song, right. But I want to know.
I'm
going to
play the Bee Gees Staying Alive. On the other side of this, he's outside the studio shaking his head. Pete Hellier, he cannot wait to join us.
Yeah, tonight. Come along.
Oh, excellent. We can't.
I would have come.
I'm going to have you guys playing on stage. Yeah, just gently.
And we can keep telling people all day. Like even people are like this evening, we can go, hey, you want to do something now? Go and see Pete. Go
Comedy Republic, Berkshire.
Because we'll still be
7
here.
O'clock start, yeah. Yeah, you'll probably have, 14 hours to go by then?
Be 14 beers in, I reckon.
Are you allowed to?
No, I'm not.
Was that a meeting? Like, did management have to state that?
It was a form from HR. He signed it.
On air. you asked the question.
On air, we're not supposed to say we are, but 100% we will be.
Pete, the last time we were at Comedy Republic together, it was after a Merrick Watts Grapes of Mirth gig.
That's right.
And we went from Geelong to the city in a stretch Ferrari.
That's impressive.
These comedians have really stepped up in this world, haven't you?
Yeah, it sounds impressive.
I was like, Merrick, I'd rather have a higher fee. Than I'll just get an Uber home. Keep the stretch Ferrari.
But to be honest, because it's okay if you're sitting like facing the front or facing the back, you know, like, and Mel Bracewell got that seat because she's like 8 foot tall. Mm. But I was sitting like facing the side.
Yeah.
And there's not much leg room. I got to the point halfway home and I thought I would have rather the Tarago, to be honest. The Tarago would have been absolutely fine.
How good is
the stretch Ferrari looks good, but it's actually a little bit uncomfortable, to be honest.
Very odd when you pull up to a BP as well on the freeway and hop out. And people are like, what's a stretch Ferrari doing? What's Pete Hellier doing in a stretch Ferrari?
Got paid out by the project. Bang.
I want to want to keep talking to you, Pete, because I sort of don't want you to go. Like, do you find – I'm fine at the moment. We are how many hours in? I can't even turn
about
around.
About six hours.
I'd love for you to wrap it up real quick because I've ordered some Nando's. I'm not allowed to press send. I'm not allowed to press send until everyone else orders, and I'm really hungry.
I sort of, like, want it to be a hostage situation. I want you to have to do this with us. Like, I don't want to let you go. It's a weird feeling.
He's already been in the jungle.
He's got a show tonight.
Know,
he's already been in this hostage situation.
I know. If you make me eat pig's anus,
it tastes all right, though, doesn't it?
It wasn't as bad as I thought.
Did you have a pile of testicle?
No.
They were like chicken. Tasted a bit like chicken.
Didn't have any testicles. Not in the jungle anyway before I went in. Oh, yeah, I had a few.
Did you know you were Ghanaian before the jungle?
Yes, I did, actually.
Oh, wow.
I did that. I did Who Do You Think You Are in November.
Unfair advantage.
Yeah. I was just like a local over there. They respected me.
On that note, Pete Elliott, thank you so much.
They got me.
Thanks, Pete Elliott.
We understood each other. Thanks. Good luck, guys.
I appreciate it.
It's Fifi, Fev and Nick's World Record Show.
Powered by Underworks.
The Fox.